In a world that appears to be filled with negativity and distrust, it's easy to feel helpless and frustrated. Well, how about a change? How about a podcast that brings positivity to your day with stories about everyday people doing good things for people around them? You found it here. This is the Harmony Goal Podcast with Tom Durr, focused on making the world a more harmonious and caring place. We hope you enjoy it.
Welcome to another episode of the Harmony Goal. And once again, our purpose in even forming this particular podcast was because of the fact that we want to put the spotlight on people that are making a positive change in the world, people that are out there doing good for other people and creating harmony along the way. And today we are absolutely thrilled to have Hazel Miller with us on our show. And Hazel is a musical icon in the Colorado area. She has a reputation, she and her band, of bringing it on, whether the setting is a club setting, a concert, a festival, or one of her numerous nonprofit fundraisers. Hazel has toured North America, Europe, the Far East, the Middle East, and Central America. And with her band, The Collective, you get original jazz, R&B, blues, popular music, and always with their own unique sound. She's a force of nature. And one of the things that her fans, in which I am proud to count myself, one of the things we absolutely love about Hazel is we know about the number of ongoing volunteer and fundraising activities that she's involved in. So Hazel, we are absolutely delighted to have you here. Thank you for coming along.
Well, you kind of stuck with me, but thank you.
Yeah, we're excited about this. So Hazel, one of the interesting fun stories I love is, would you tell our listeners how you ended up settling in Denver?
Oh, I gathered up my sons and a son that's not mine by birth, but he wound up coming with us. They were 6, 12, and 18. And then the night before we left, a friend of mine was being abused by her husband. And we snuck up the back stairs after he left and told her to get her girls together, get her three kids together and join us. We were headed to LA. But the U-Haul truck, huge thing, broke down, and we were coming from Louisville, Kentucky, broke down 4 or 5 hours later in St. Louis, broke down the next day in Kansas City, broke down in Denver. So we were stuck here for 2 weeks because U-Haul didn't want to fix it. And I couldn't afford to pay for the repairs. So we stayed. We found some temporary housing, put the kids in school. She had three, I had three. And then she got a job and I got a job and she moved out and here we stayed. About a year after we were here, I had all kind of day jobs, which I'm not a fan of. And by then my seven-year-old said, if all you're gonna do is water plants, can we go home? So instead of going home, on the weekends, I would go down to El Chapultepec and other clubs and sit in. And a young man named Joe Tripp offered me a job singing weddings with them. And within 4 years, I had my own band and I've been working ever since.
Oh, thank God for that. Thank God for that.
I love it here. I've had more blessings than I can even describe. And I just don't think if I'd made it to LA, none of this would have happened. And God put me where he wanted me to be. So here I am.
That's fabulous. I love it. Well, I know you're most comfortable on stage and connecting with your audience, but you are not only a singer, but your work in volunteerism and outreach programs is just amazing. And one example I know of specifically is in December of 2021, the Marshall Fire that was covered from coast to coast in Boulder County destroyed almost 1,100 homes and businesses, causing about $2 billion worth of damage. You went into action. Tell us what you did.
I got on the phone and called a bunch of people, called a bunch of friends who had bands, and asked them. This was like on a Sunday. By the following Sunday, we had the Elks Lodge in Arvada had donated their facility. I had several bands come and we played music and we raised about $25,000, which helped feed some families immediately. It wasn't a lot, but it was enough to feed some people right now. And we got that done in a week. And the next thing I knew, all these other bands, the Oriental Boulder Theater, everybody was doing a benefit. So it was a magic moment that all of us came together to help a group of people that needed our help. And all these people, they deserve for their neighbors to say, come on, let's do this. Let's get this done. What can we do? And that's what we did.
And you set the stage, so to speak, for
other people. Oh, we had a country band. We had my band. We had an R&B band. You name it, we had it.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I'm sorry I didn't know about that because I would have been there.
The place was packed.
I love it. Well, what about some of the benefit shows you do with the collective for some of your fellow musicians? I know this has been going on for a long, long time.
I'm a big fan of fundraisers. There's an old saying, there but by the grace of God go I.
Mm-hmm.
Should it be my turn to rely on a fundraiser, hopefully I've paid enough dues that people will help me out. So in the meantime, I keep paying my dues, but I have one event that carries my name, and that is Jazzed for Inner City Health. And I started this will be 12 years. We do it in October, and this year it's gonna be at the Arvada Center. And I've had everybody from Nelson Rangel to Conjuntos Colores to my band play. Mm-hmm. And the other one that I really, really am fond of is education through music. I go around to different schools, a lot of elementary schools, a lot of middle schools, and talk to these kids about what it means to make a living doing music. My dear friend, Chris Daniels, is a professor at UCD. Mm-hmm. So a couple of weeks ago on a Friday, we went and talked to, I guess about, I don't know, maybe 100 kids from all his different, young people from all his music classes.
Mm-hmm.
And what we talked about was how important it is, if you're gonna do this is business. And we sang a few songs, and in between songs, we told him what it's like. How do you book yourself? How do you know, let people know that you're out there to be booked? How do you go about finding gigs? How do you go about making sure that you have the proper bank account, that you have some sort of legal representation, that you have a real contract? This is not just show up and smile. This is business. And if you don't pay your taxes, they will come and get you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have a contract, some people will try very hard not to pay you.
Wow. See, that's the beauty, because so many people get excited about learning an instrument, wanting to play, wanting to go play.
But there's a business side.
Right.
And you have to be ready.
Yeah, it is a business. It is a business. And that's beautiful that they learned that at an early, early stage. And I know you've also done some special work with some of the young women who are wanting to be musicians. And
I have a few ladies that call me. The funniest thing happened last week. A lovely young lady. She's new. She's got a killer band. But more than that, she is a fantastic musician and singer. So-and-so called me about a festival and they're offering this. I said, well, okay, that's a almost reasonable offer. Counter by saying you want this amount. And you leave yourself enough room to come down to where you actually want to be.
Mm-hmm.
2 days went by. She sent me a text and said, it worked. I said, yeah, it's supposed to work. That's why I told you.
Well, not only the money she needed, but the money she deserved. Because if it's a good band and people are going to enjoy it, they have to realize
it's built for me. My fans love her.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. She's bad. And here's the other thing. When she called me back to say she got it, I said, now get the contract out within 24 hours so that she doesn't change her mind. And I said, you can go online and find anything you need, including a performance contract. And you use it as a template and you change the information, the heading at the top to identify you and your band. And you're rocking. You are rocking.
She was
so surprised. And she called me. I found it. I said, yes, I sent you to the right place. Yes. I try to tell people before you send your original music out, go to the Library of Congress, copyright your songs. What? I said, yes, you don't have to pay people $200-$300 to copyright a song. You can go to the Library of Congress for about $75 to $100 and copyright a suite of songs.
Mm-hmm.
Anywhere from 2 to 50 songs for one price. You have to teach people to find what you have spent years learning.
Exactly. See, this is all your volunteer time. You're not charging these people for
No. The thing I hate, I'll hate it till the day I die, is people who think that because we're women in business, that we don't know how to do business.
Mm-hmm.
So when you surprise them by giving them the answers to questions that they're waiting to spring on you,
mm-hmm.
watch that look on your face, then you get to see the look on their face.
Oh, that's great. This is the kind of wisdom that people don't understand that they need to have. But you're going from your experience. That is fabulous. I noticed one of the other things that you've recently done is you did a virtual benefit for Meals on Wheels.
It's coming up on March 24th.
Mm-hmm.
We have a recording that we did in the studio. Mm-hmm. It is 5 songs. And it's about 30 minutes long, and they're going to play that. Some people are still not comfortable with being in an enclosed space for a fundraiser. Mm-hmm. So they're going to do it virtually. And I'm going to post a link on hazelmiller.biz.
Mm-hmm.
Hazel Miller and Hazel Miller Band Facebook page and Hazel Miller Band Instagram. We'll post a link. And they're going to ask for a donation. And then you click on the link and you get to see the entire benefit. And our portion of it is 30 minutes. And I'm going to a friend of mine's house when we're done here. And I'm going to record a little introduction. I tried doing it myself. It was horrible. Absolutely. So I'm going to his house and he's going to do it. And we're going to email it in time for them to mesh it all together, or as my granddaughter says, mash it all together and make it work.
Mash it all.
My sister back in Louisville, Kentucky is 72, 73. Mm-hmm. She has been delivering Meal on Wheels for about 15 years. So when they got in touch with me, my email, I called her. She said, you have to do it. I said, of course, I'm going to do it. So she's going to do the link on her website. Mm-hmm. Back in Google and get some people to watch it and donate. And I'm hoping that a lot of my fans will be lovely and donate to this podcast and to Meal on Wheels. because this country is, everybody keeps talking about how things are going down the drain. I don't see that except on the news. Mm-hmm. I'm the nicest, most giving, loving people at my shows. And they're always involved in something great.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I go to schools is because my fans ask me to. The reason I got involved with Inner City is because I had no insurance back in 2007, 2008, and I started going to Inner City, and they gave me a sliding scale that I could afford. And after losing my house from all my medical bills, I found out that I had AFib. They saved my life. So after a while, I started doing jazz. We invented jazz to raise money for them because they are faith-based and they don't get any monies from anybody except their own fundraiser and individual donations. If people call me and they need me, I'm going. My guys are the most generous men in my life. They will go, we will play, put the name out there, see who shows up.
Mm-hmm.
I've got plenty of friends that I will call. Everybody from Chris Daniels to 20 Hands High. I'll call Todd. One year for Inner City, Todd Park Moore came and played 75 minute solo concert.
Wow.
He sold 200 and something tickets at $25 a hit.
Nice.
We made some serious money that afternoon. Then they turned around and donated after he performed. And then my band came out and played for 60 minutes.
Wow.
He did it for free because I asked him to.
I also want to make a point for our listeners that you also like to get gigs where you get paid too.
Yeah, we do. Look, I got grandkids that need their grandma to pay bills for them. So help me out here.
That's grandma, great.
I need a new iPad. Okay, baby. All right, let me see what I got.
Yeah, because so much you do is so out there for the community.
We do. We make money. I'm not going to tell you we don't make money. Mm-hmm. We do make money and we do charge for performances. But when there's a need and there is no money, there's a bunch of folks out there like me that will go. We call each other. If I can't do it, Chris, can you do this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Chad, can you do this? You know, and they'll go and we'll go trade. And keep it rolling, keep it going.
Absolutely.
Because the same people sitting in that audience are the same people that come to our shows.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, they're the ones.
And I know there's one group of people that when you mention something with the word children in it, this is your big passion.
I raised two boys of my own and one that belonged to a very good friend, and they are the light. They kept me centered. They kept me from going off the path. I watched a lot of my friends get hung up with drugs and drinking. Not me. I had three boys to feed. I didn't have time for that mess. Mm-hmm. And now I'm at an age where I need to give that back to young musicians, because these boys would cook for themselves. I'd come home to a clean house. I'd have a note on the refrigerator, your dinner's in the fridge. I have a friend, Lori Cohen. I guess the boys were talking to her. Her grandmother was moving. I got home one night and there was a microwave on the kitchen counter. I couldn't afford a microwave oven. And the note says, "Don't panic. Lori gave it to us." I called Lori in the middle of the night because Lori is also my best friend, my booking agent, and my manager. We taught each other how to do this business. And we've been rocking doing this for more than 35 years.
Mm.
And she said, "I knew you were going to call." She said, "I'm going to hang up. Leave the boys alone. My grandmother didn't want it anymore." Click. And that was my first microwave oven. Okay. Her grandmother didn't want it, and she brought it over here and set it on the counter. The boys plugged it in, and baby, they warmed up everything.
That's great. That's great. But so you do a lot of work with anything having to do with children, because I know you mentioned about your school work.
My soft spot. They're my unknown to a lot of people. A lot of children of color, they don't have a lot of support. Their parents are usually working 5, 6, sometimes 7 days. My mother worked 6 days a week. My father worked 5.
Mm-hmm.
There were 7 of us. We helped each other. We had neighbors. We all helped each other. So if I can be one of those neighbors, whether I live in the neighborhood or not, I got to give back what my neighbors gave to me, what my family gave to me. And it makes me feel better to feel like if I don't have any money, I got some time. Mm-hmm. I'm going in a week or so to visit a school in North Denver and talk to some junior high kids about being in the music business.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what they're going to ask me, but I'll bet you money some of it's going to be funny.
Oh, for sure.
And I'll bet you some of it will be so insightful. I'll be like, give me a minute. I got to think on that.
Absolutely. So your life really has been dedicated to not only just surviving for you and your family, but everything you could possibly do for the people out there. You know, knowing that
you have a choice. Look at what you do. You had a choice and you chose this, right?
Mm-hmm.
You chose to let the world know that people are out there trying to make a difference. Well, I sing because it's all I really ever wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
And when my friends laughed at me when I was in high school, I had to hide that hurt and keep on singing.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't had a day job in Denver since 1986. And believe it or not, that's the one thing that most kids are impressed with. They look at me like, are you serious? I'm like, oh, baby, yeah. And when I tell them what my day jobs were before I started singing all the time here, they just look at me. I was a supervisor for the maids at the Brown Palace. I was one of those ladies you see at the mall watering the big plants.
Mm-hmm.
In office buildings and malls. I worked at a gas station from 11 o'clock at night to 6 o'clock in the morning. I've had all kinds of jobs.
Mm-hmm.
I when I lived in Louisville, before I came out here, we had the number one band in the state. And I didn't have a day job. I was rocking. I was having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
But I moved out here and I had to start from below over. Because this is one of the best music scenes in the United States, Colorado. There's so much music here. It's amazing. And it's one of the few places where you can actually make enough money making music that you don't need a day job. You cannot say that about LA, New York, Chicago, Dallas, San Francisco. Can't say that. Even Kansas City. Can't say that.
So you make your money and you spend it on other people. I love it. I love it.
I spend money where I think it needs to go. My grandkids come first. Don't get me wrong. I stay broke. If I have some extra money, I'm going to donate to something or I'm going to show up somewhere where they need somebody to show up and I'll drag friends with me.
Well, Hazel, you are absolutely a model for so many people who are wanting to know that it's okay to create more harmony in the world. Because if you, like you say, if you watch the news, you don't feel like there is any. And you are a model person for us to see and listen to and follow. And you are setting such a beautiful example for the rest of us. I can't begin to thank you enough for all that.
Now, Tom, I got to tell you, when you got in touch with me, I thought, okay, what's he drinking in his coffee this early in the morning? I don't think what I do is unusual. I don't think what I do is special. I think I'm one of thousands and thousands. We're an army of invisible folk who feel like we have to give back. And I'm not the only one.
Right.
There are people out there that volunteer thousands of hours for Children's Hospital, Lutheran. There are thousands of people out there that drive for Meal on Wheels all mm-hmm. across the state. Mm-hmm. There are people who volunteer at senior citizens' homes. Mm-hmm. And they help people. They're hands-on. I may not be able to do that, but I can assemble the guys, stand out there, make some noise, and ask for donations. I you know what? Ain't too proud to beg, just like the Temptations.
Yeah. Just like the Temptations. Well, when you say you make some noise, I have to tell you, your noise moves me like no other noise does. So I appreciate that. So,
and there's some great bands in Colorado that deserve recognition. Mm-hmm. And I mean, if you're a country music fan, go check out 20 Hands High. If you love new original artists, there's a young lady, Jenny Shawhan. She's outstanding. Mm-hmm. There's a young lady from up around Louisville, Longmont, Broomfield area, 17 years old, Julia Kirkwood. This little girl is the next. She's that weird combination of being an original artist like Bonnie Raitt and voice like Aretha Franklin.
Mm.
She plays guitar. She plays keyboards. She's opened for me so many times that now my clients will call her to do a show.
She opened for you one time. Didn't she open for you one time at Belmar?
Oh my God, she's opened for me twice at Del Mar. She's opened for me at a new club opening way out in Aurora. Mm-hmm. And they were worried about me bringing a 16-year-old. And when her fans showed up and she sold tickets, they weren't worried anymore. There's a little duo called Ren and Ian. They're so talented. It's crazy. Probably 18 years old. They've been playing professionally since they were in middle school.
See, you cannot not help. You are that personality. Right now, you're promoting other performers, and that's fantastic. But one of the things I want to find out right now before we close out this, where can our listeners go to hear your music, to buy your music, to check out your schedule, that sort of thing? I'd like to leave us with that so that they know what I know about your music.
Go to hazelmiller.biz. That is our official band website. Send me an email. There's a place at the bottom. I answer all the emails every single morning. If you'll trust me, I'll trust you. You tell me what you need. I'll mail you the CDs. You mail me a check. Or you can let me know you're coming to a show and I'll bring them there for you. If you want to just listen and download it for free, I have no problem with that. I learned that from Big Ed Todd. And the samples, they give away their music because they want people to have it.
Mm-hmm.
We have a music channel. It's called the Hazel Miller Band on YouTube. And you can go to Spotify. We're on Spotify. You can find us almost anywhere. Listen, send me a comment. Come to a show. Let me know if you like it or not. We haven't done a new CD in several years because we just haven't had the money. It's about 35, 40 grand to do a new CD now. Back in the day, I could get it done for less than 20, but nobody has that kind of money anymore. So just come to the shows, rock with us. We did a job Wednesday night at Pinehurst Country Club. Well, I don't know if anybody will pay attention, but nice dinner music. Forget that noise. We had them up dancing. We had them singing, clapping their hands. Manager of the country club walked by. She goes, I thought y'all had a riot back here. That's never happened here before. We had them all.
That's great.
I'm hoping they'll call me back because isn't that what it's about? If you're not having fun, why bother?
Exactly. So I want to encourage our listeners to understand the beauty of your music, the beauty of your being, and the light that you shine on the world. Thank you so much for coming in here and sharing all that information with us. It has been an absolute delight to have you here.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm very uncomfortable seeing myself on video because I don't think I photograph well. But I'm going to let you be the judge of that. But I need to tell you, thank you. I went to your site and watched some of your earlier videos, some of your earlier shows. You rock.
Thank you, my dear.
You had some really amazing people show up and show out.
I appreciate that.
Well, you're the world happens. I'm glad you found me.
Well, we are glad you found us, and I know our listeners are going to love you forever. All they need to do is hear you one time, and they're a fan. Trust me.
Well, come out this summer. Let's dance.
We're going to do it. All right. Thank you again, Hazel.
Thank you
we
so much for
love
having
you. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
So for the rest of you, please tune in again next week for another episode of The Harmony Goal. We want to talk about people that are doing good for others in the world and creating more harmony along the way. And if you'd like, you could go to our website, which is theharmonygoal.com. And there's a place there where you could subscribe, give us some feedback on how we're doing, ideas of where we might want to go with this show. And there's also a place where you could donate here also to keep us on the air. So in the meantime, we'll be watching and listening for you to listen in for us next week. Thank you for listening today. And once again, thank you, Hazel Miller, for your participation. We love you.
Thank you for having me. See you guys at the show.
Okay.
Thank you so much for listening to the Harmony Goal podcast. To learn more ways in which people are creating harmony in the world, simply subscribe to this podcast. See our mission at theharmonygoal.com. And remember, we are all empowered to create more harmony in the world, one smile at a time.